News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FAA says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning. The aim is to maintain safety amid staffing shortages caused by air traffic controllers working unpaid during the government shutdown. In Louisville, Kentucky, first responders have been searching for more victims of yesterday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane. Governor Andy Beshear.
We can confirm that there have been 9 fatalities, but I'm now fairly confident that that number will grow by at least 1. We hope it doesn't grow by too many more.
Yesterday's off-year elections saw wins for Democrats in the governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey and a new U.S. House map for California. Republicans there have filed a federal lawsuit to block it. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports New York City's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani has announced his transition team.
The team is all women. That includes former Deputy Mayor Melanie Hartzog and former Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena Khan.
Some of these people will have familiar names. Others will not. What will unite them will be a commitment to solving old problems with new solutions. We will cast a wide net.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist will soon become New York City's first Muslim mayor, the first of South Asian heritage, the first born in Africa, and the youngest mayor in more than a century.
We will form an administration that is in equal parts capable and compassionate, driven by integrity, and willing to work just as hard as the millions of New Yorkers who call this city home.
Among Mamdani's campaign promises, free childcare, free city bus service, city-run grocery stores, and a new Department of Community Safety that sends mental health care workers rather than police to handle certain emergency calls. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Supreme Court's heard arguments over President Trump's unilateral declaration of sweeping global tariffs. Conservative justices seemed skeptical of Trump's use of an emergency law. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street following some encouraging news on the economy and several better-than-expected reports from U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 225 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. McDonald's rose 2.2%. The burger chain said its sales benefited from the return of its popular snack wraps. Axon Enterprise fell 9.4%. The company, which makes tasers and other products, forecast weaker profits than analysts were expecting. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.16%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
That encouraging news came from private economic updates. ADP reports private payrolls rose more than expected in October, while the Institute for Supply Management reports the services sector expanded. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.